Okay, B of change,
Okay,
B of
we're
change.
up. So, would you like to go on with your point, or should we take the comments?
Yeah.
Which?
Ahead.
Ginger Rogers. Yes, actually, a whole new relationship to thoughts begins too. Sensing leads us there. Nice point. Path World. Have practiced popcorn every day. I didn't find it fun, so I guess I have to practice, practice, practice. Sinhog, well, path, sometimes fun, sometimes painful. Townsy girl, maybe choose a different practice for fun path. Path, okay. Sinhog, Diablo for path. That's a game. Mark Roach, hey, there's a book title, Fun Practices. Oh, there's a book title, Fun Practices. Path World. Oh, yes, now that's fun. Sama. Path. If we use Coyote, that's another teacher, as our pressure cooker, the heat, pressure, and the work as the oil, all that's left is the time. Some will pop sooner the more work they do. I'm still cooking too. Path World, thank you. Sinhog, put on plenty of butter for me, Sama. Ha ha, Sin. I usually don't find it fun either, Path. And that was Sama. Mark Roach, still curious how to apply sensing to gaming. So, David, how do you apply sensing to gaming?
Are we caught up?
Yep.
Okay. The game that we've worked with quite a bit is called Diablo, as you mentioned, and in it you adopt a character, an avatar, and you move that character around. If you're caught up totally in what the character is doing, and you're not in yourself at all, you don't have a snowball's chance in hell of sensing. You have to start with your inner state, and how do you bring your inner state to the game that is at hand? So you have to start there, and you're sensing what's going on. Now, the extra tool that we have is if you start to play with other individuals. And if you're playing with other individuals, you can expand your sensing to what they're doing as well. And you can feel what's going on in the game and how they may or may not move at that time.
Sinhog said that he's played for many hours, but he doesn't get it. And Sama said,
Okay.
sensing in the case of a game like Diablo seems to require a higher level of sensing, being completely focused on the game, then feeling sensing and being connected to them at the same time. I would wonder whether the visual sense doesn't interfere with some people. Sensing can be feeling based, and if one's doing a game and one's getting too far into the visual mode, I would think if one could practice, like in Star Wars, May the Force Be With You, when Luke is getting the training with the lightsaber and they blindfold him. And then he begins to improve at that point. I'm thinking that sometimes de-emphasizing the visual sense will open up the sensing and the intuition more. Or imagining that you have a physical body in your avatar instead of just a flat form, that might be an advantage.
So the question is, can you walk and chew gum at the same time?
Sinhawk said, sounds right to me, Teresa, yes. Sama, like reaching outside yourself body to feel the group movement. Yes, great.
Yes.
And then Sama said, yeah, like Luke, feel the force. So I think Sinhawk gets it. Is that true, Sinhawk? You got a more of a getting it? At least conceptually, since you haven't had a chance to do it. Townsy girl, nope, can't do that. Going to look for a lightsaber now. Sinhog, yes, a little. Well, Sinhog, the proof is in the practice. So you have an avenue to sniff down. So use those other senses. Pardon me, David?
Did we answer the question why we need to practice?
No, we're all avoiding that.
Okay. So maybe you're not a carpenter. Maybe you're a bricklayer or a roofer. There you go. Are many people there if you practice roofing? Like handling a hammer and nail when you're hammering, you know, you're placing the 4x8s on a roof or something like that. How do you actually nail it down? You take the nail in one hand. Now they have pneumatic, you know, nail guns, but in the past, what you do is you take the nail, but you set it with one, and then you actually drive it home with two, the second hit. You have to do it that fast to be effective. You can't tap it in. How do you get that good?
Pathro says, then you hit a thumb with a hammer.
If you hit your thumb with a hammer, you lose money. You're out of practice. You're off the roof. Go get a different job.
You know, David, what I found is the machine is so wily. I mean, I realize I'm new to this work, but at the minute...
This is good.
Go ahead.
No, good. This is great. I love this.
Yeah, the machine is so wily. T and I talk about it. The second or the minute I think I'm awake, I have absolutely positively just fallen asleep. Or no more than 1 second after, I'm right back to sleep.
So it has its own momentum, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It has its own momentum. It doesn't want to be taken over, because years and years and years ago, in a sense, we asked it to stand in for us and help us navigate through this world. We said, gosh, what do you need to help me survive? So the machine says, okay, I'll develop this kind of ego for you. And what tools does it have? It sees how your parents do it, how your siblings, usually it's the immediate family. And that's what you have. That's why you have people that they go, oh, this is family. This is, I can't go against family. Well, if they're wrong, you can. And, you know, it's like, so you learn all that stuff, and it's working on the momentum of helping you survive through nature. Now you ask it to stop? Mixed signals. But the momentum is just profound.
Yeah, the momentum is really important. And speaking of momentum, that's one reason that we want to work in a group and work with some consistency and move into the other book, you know, if we can as a group. That would be great. But that being said, if you want to invite any people to join us, it would be a good time. Did somebody just unmute? Because we're getting some echo feedback that we weren't getting just a minute ago, and it's really not good.
I just unmute.
Okay, so say what you want to say and then mute again, because we're getting a lot of echo and it's not working.
I'm going to steer away a little bit to a specification of an exercise, the red-faced donkey. I myself wasn't able to design the exercise to practice, but I've noticed that through the days or in any moment, some event happened in which caused me embarrassment or attempted, it was an attempt to my self-image or something like that, I feel it right away. If I am awake, back, there is a feeling. So although I didn't do the design, I didn't provoke myself, you know, the exercise,
yes.
The feelings came to me by life. By events of life, I immediately recognize it. Is that cool?
Well, the beauty of the exercise is that you invoke.
Just a second. Would you please mute while David's talking and then unmute if you want to say more?
All right.
Mute if you
want to
say
more. Okay.
Thank you.
The beauty of the exercise is that when you invoke intentionally something that will potentially cause you embarrassment, not off the charts embarrassment, you know, and the techniques that are given in the chapter are take something that is unimportant to you and suddenly make it super important and talk about it in public. Or the opposite, take something that's critically important to people and ignore it or make it minuscule. Place yourself in a position where you are. You know you're going to be potentially societally embarrassed. Go ahead. And Guillermo, you might want to turn down the volume on your computer.
I'm going to turn it off, not down, off.
Yeah, no, I just don't know. I just want to say, and then, so you're in embarrassment, and then what happened?
Well, you're intentionalizing it. You make it intentional, therefore you're realizing that embarrassment is just impermanence. It's just the ego. There's nothing real in it other than what your brain puts on it. But you can see it because you've intentionalized it. So you're not totally in the reactive mode of, oh my gosh, I'm embarrassed. I mean, there are people that are just, it's death to them to be embarrassed in any way, shape, or form, whatever that might mean to them. That's the worst thing. Self-abasement, which technically is not, in my opinion, possible. And so if you intentionalize it, then you start to see, oh my gosh, I am not that. Because you put yourself in a position, you know, like when, remember I, months ago or weeks ago or decades ago when I talked about cleaning products? For me, it was just, you know, at the time I brought it up, it was that exercise. I happen to know that cleaning products are important to some people, but...
See, he's never lived it down.
That's correct.
And Sama said, ooh, red-faced donkey, nice one. That was hard for me, too. I'm not sure if I ever really did or could do it.
Sure you can do it. I know you can do it. And read the chapter and find in the chapter practical means of accomplishing it. And there are, he gives several examples of how to do it. Practice it.
Sinhog said, yes, organic shame. It's a tough one for me.
This line is now unmuted.
So it wouldn't be of any use that feeling if it came by accident through the day by anything, because I detected right away the embarrassment or something that made me feel, you know, insecure or something like that. So it wouldn't be of any much more value except if I provoke the exercise.
It's of great value.
Great value.
I think so, too, but that's why I was saying, although I didn't design the exercise, I have that feeling, so what do I do with that moment? What I do is I try to observe it.
It's a different exercise. It's a different exercise in this case, and the exercise might be parting of the Red Sea or something like that, where you know you're going to be embarrassed, and you, in a sense, stand in that heat, knowing you're going to be embarrassed, and let it pass through you. So, yes, it's a good exercise. So you've identified, you've narrowed down a moment when something's going to occur. That's fantastic. Just a little bit of a different exercise.
You might get a little bit of leverage on your chief weakness by going underneath that. Please turn your volume down, off. You might find some leverage on the chief weakness by kind of excavating underneath that fear of humiliation or fear of embarrassment. And it might give you some clues about your survival patterns. Some of us here are saying, got to back up a little bit. Forepaw saying, I do it naturally. I don't need to try. Afterwards, I'm like a red-faced donkey. And then Ginger Rogers, a red-faced donkey daily here. And I said, me too. And Forepaw says, you know it, Sama. Then Sama says, but you're supposed to know it before and do it deliberately. And I said, ha. And Sama said, but do it that way too. And then Townsend Girl said, donkeys are sneaky, laugh out loud. Silverdale says, stubborn too. And Forepaw says, I used to have a toy donkey that I played with all through my childhood, never knew how much we had had in common.
Donkeys also have very large heads.
Yeah, that's true. And you'll like to hear this. Townsend Girl said, oh, yes, but cute. And Sinhog said, well, there are many degrees of embarrassment. And, yeah, there's different flavors of embarrassment, like, you know, humiliation or mortification or shame or just a little bit of social embarrassment. They're a little bit different. Townsend Girl, Forepaws, you are very funny. Ginger Rogers, donkeys are loud, and our neighbors have a mean-faced donkey, but he's really nice.
Yes. And the funny thing is that when the donkey brays in the way that it does, other donkeys consider it quite beautiful.
It sounds like an old metal door that's been rusted shut that someone pries open after 10 years. Townsend Girl said, we have a neighbor donkey that calls when he hears me feeding our horses.
Uh-oh. There you go.
Why does he use the phone when he could just come over? And she says, Ginger Rogers, they're smart. Townsend Girl, laugh out loud. You have to love those soft, fuzzy ears. Adore them.
Well, next time I'll tell you about the anteater I owned, but that's yet a different story.
Townsend Girl said, he is an advanced donkey. Is that David or the one next door? Anteater, laugh out loud. That's from Forepaws. Anteaters suck. No, they
yes,
lick.
They
I'm sorry. Well, no, they suck and lick. Oops. Townsend Girl said, And Sinhog, the what, David? I missed the word. Anteater, Sinhog. Townsend Girl, the one next door. Ginger Roger, anteaters and donkeys. I think we're all caught up.
So, we're kind of coming close to the end of time.
End of time.
In a universal
in a
sense.
Universal sense.
But I'm just listening to that echo. Maybe it's gone now. It is. So a little bit of, I don't know if there's anything else at the moment, but I thought we would go over a little bit of housekeeping. And the way I understand it is that we're going to have one more class of Q&A, kind of a summary of the work we've done and practical work on self, next week. And then we're going to take a few weeks off, catch our breath, and come back with beginning on the human biological machine as a transformational apparatus. And does that make sense to everybody?
So do we want dates then?
I do.
Okay. What's so funny?
I need a date for these meetings.
Pardon me?
I need a date for these meetings.
Yeah,
I need a date too.
My work partner has rejected me.
Your work partner has rejected you?
It's a joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we could start on October 20th because I will not be available from the 13th to the 13th. So the 20th would be the first time that I can start with everybody. So October 20th will be the date for beginning HBM. And I will send you out emails to that effect and begin to give you reminders and, if possible, set up a website for the files if you'd like that. It seems like there's a number of people who use that.
Mm-hmm. Everything will be different then.
Different universe, right? Anything more or different?
This
yes.
Line is now unmuted.
Yes, I do have a question because I would like to drop it now because I am not sure if I will be able to do it next week.
Okay.
Remember, David, that the question that I did to you before offline, we talked that this exercise, what we are doing, and this is related to what you say, why we practice and practice and practice. The thing is that we are exercising the will of the non-phenomenal self. We are developing the muscles, mainly the will of this being that has been hijacked by the historical personality.
Yes.
Now, talking about will, my question was, is will or intentionality only one thing or only one bank account, if you will? Because we do have intentions of will or willpower when we go maybe running an extra mile, or we have to paint the house, or do the diet, or stop smoking, or get up earlier. And we may be conscious or not, meaning we are awake or we may not awake. But it's will too, and it takes a lot of work to do it. That's what is called willpower. Now, this will that we are exercising when we awaken the machine, and the other will that we use to do things that we need that need to be done, every exercise that we do for will goes to the same jackpot. And just having present the case, what do you say about procrastination facing these teachings?
The question is an enormous question, And if I remember correctly, Sama and Four Paws and Pathworld, that Coyote took 3 or 4 weeks to answer that question. And it's a complicated question, but it's an important question and something that I think deserves us taking it up next week. Now, you say you won't be there. People are welcome to, if they have questions about the material, to send me an email. And my email address, hope Ginger Rogers, Molly will type it into the log, but it's galaxy@wingsofchaos.com.
Sinhog said, and, let's put off the discussion of procrastination.
Who did?
Sinhog. Let's procrastinate about procrastination.
Yeah. Well, you know, I suffer from kleptomania. And when it gets really bad, I take something for it.
I was wondering if you were if your dad was abusing your mother while she was pregnant with you and saying, take that, take that.
No, that wasn't the cause of it.
Okay.
So, Guillermo, I think it's a great question, but I just think it's a little bit heavier than we can handle this evening.
Well, it's just that it's 8:28 right now, and it's a great conversation, and it's worth exploring. But we're just out of time, so maybe you could bring it up next week. That would be a great question to bring up next week.
But he may not be able to be here next week. So,
I'll maybe be able to be just for a short while, enough to drop it and see what we
have
to say. I understand the complexity of the question, too, I realize.
Yeah.
So whatever you can do, that will be very appreciated. And
Yeah. It'll center around the difference between intentionality and desire.
All right.
Hungers and intentionality. But do send, if anybody has questions, you're welcome to send an email during the off period as well as when we get started again. So I think we're there for the evening?
Yeah.
Yeah, so one more next week at 7 o'clock Wednesday evening. And thank everybody for coming. So really enjoyed it tonight.
Likewise.